Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz, and welcome, everybody. So I know you are home in Charleston and reconnecting. Is this the band reunion?
Yeah, finished last night. So we don't have anything else planned today, I think. Like, I'm traveling home today. So, yeah, it was fun. It was a good weekend.
That's great. And when and was this from middle school or high school that you guys first knew each other?
Well, a lot of us went to the same middle school. In fact, pretty much all of us went to the same middle school.
Wow.
So some of these people I have known since then. But, yeah, it was a high school band reunion. So, yeah, there's only one middle school that feeds into our high school, the back then. So.
Right.
That would
oh,
be
my
it.
God. That's crazy. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that, you know, when it's like that the energy of the past is kind of in the – it's like almost like going to a family reunion, high school reunion, school reunion, band reunion. It's like the, it's a platform for the energy to be safely contained. And usually the focus and the intent, the collective intention is for positivity.
Right.
You know, so I
right.
think it's very healing underneath all the celebration and all the surface. I think it's a call to heal. You know, and that's baseline for everybody. So it's going to land in different areas energetically. But that's one of the reasons why you were there. It was for some kind of healing. Pretty much, you know, I would guess unconscious healing, but doesn't matter. Healing is healing. It knows where to go. And if anything, it's when it is unconscious, because it just knows. It's like a GPS. It knows where to go.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree. I'm sort of sitting with it right now.
Yeah.
You probably picked up on something. You're like, hey, is everything all right?
I know. But I picked up immediately. She said, hey. I'm like, And not that it was anything off or negative, but shifting, percolating.
Yeah,
tender, you know, soft around the edges. So, yeah, and it's, you know, it's a neutral thing. I'm not taking it as one way or the other, but definitely aware of a shift in energy. So when I said, are you okay? It was like, I'm noticing a shift in your energy that I'm perceiving as neutral right now, but, you know, let me see where you're at.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Right.
Yeah, I get it. I was like, yeah, it is. It's something, you know, we finished up last night. There's a lot to do, and the way things have turned out, this was an idea. This whole idea took place in February or March this year, after reconnecting with my old band director on Facebook, and she's on the other side of the country. She's in Seattle, and I thought, she said, well, it'd be great to see everybody, and I said, well, if you do come to Charleston, you know, then let me know, and you know, we can all do something. And so she made plans, and her husband was also one of our her husband was also one of our teachers, so you know, everybody would love to see both of them, you know, even if they didn't have her husband as a teacher. He was a pretty prominent figure, so it was but if you come up with the idea, like, I'll just put something together on Facebook, and it ends up like, you know, that's my baby at some point.
Your name's on that.
Right. Having to gather together all the information and having to make a lot of basic decisions.
You produced an event, dear.
yeah.
You produced an event.
And,
that's what you did. Yeah. Let's call it what it is. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of responsibility.
It is. And I was hoping that we would have more people there. And the people, it's interesting because we had a handful of people who showed up. And the people who did show up weren't even from town for the most part. There were two crucial, you know, key people who helped me out tremendously, who are here in Charleston. And I really appreciate their sisters. I really appreciate them, you know, stepping up and making things run a lot smoothly. That was a part that I didn't necessarily have to think about anymore.
Delegation is part of being a smart producer.
The older sister stepped up right away because she had places for us to, you know, to look at. She's through her own connections had a space that would be free, and then she has, you know, they have a brother who's a chef or who's a cook. So we were able to get that lined up, and then the next day it was supposed to be something easy, like, oh, we should have a family day. We can all go to a park or, you know, a recreation area. Just something really relaxing. And the one who stepped up for that one, this is the younger sister. She has a lot of kids, and for family day, just to go anywhere, you have to find out the best deal. So she took the initiative and said, well, it looks like if we were to rent a shelter, a private shelter at this water park within a park, then, you know, it would be cheaper, or it would be not necessarily cheaper because it would actually cost more to have a private shelter, but we would have a space to sit, you know, we'd have a space to meet that would be ours for a few hours. And then, and that would include the price of entrance into the park and, you know, they could go splash around in the water park. So, I mean, it was fine to me. I mean, I certainly didn't go splash around in the water park, but it was fine.
Right.
It was fine. It was a great way to explore a new park. But she took that, and you know, we had to pay her back, you know, our portion of it. But there's so many things that's exactly why I really didn't want to do stuff.
No,
you know,
and
just
that's
because
what,
it was.
So, yep. Yeah, it's like stepping. It's like almost like, okay, now I know why I stepped down from the fraternity. Now I know why when people say, can you do this? And now I know I catch myself and I say, yes, I can do it, but do I want to do it? Because, yes, I'm capable. Can you do this doesn't mean are you capable of doing it, because you're capable of doing many things, you know. And I think that's part of the healing, too.
Yeah.
And probably, I'm guessing, just because you said a lot of the people made the commitment to show up from other places, and then maybe there's a little bit of surprise or a slight disappointment that many local people didn't make the extra effort to show up.
We were all commenting on that. Yeah, we were all
commenting
on that.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We had,
and
we had
a reflection.
You know, variety. Yeah, well, yeah.
That's a reflection.
Had,
people get comfortable.
We had enough variety. We had different options for people. So I knew not everyone was going to be at every event. But so I know, and there are some people who went early on who said, I know I can go Saturday night. And so they went ahead. And so that was good. So we had, you know, a slight variety of people. And then people who realized they waited too late to make the reservations for the dinner cruise for Saturday night.
Right.
So they couldn't go, even if they had wanted to, but they waited too late. So they made an effort then to show up during the day, that day, Saturday, during the park, just to stop in and say hello. So that was really nice. But yeah, it's still that sense of, you know, we have 60 something people
she'll
in this
take
group,
care of it.
And
she'll do
yeah.
it. She'll take care of it. So this is like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what this is. She got it. She's a smart one. Like, who do I talk to? The one with the glasses in the back? No. So I think that's part of it. You know, full circle, taking place in the place where you grew up, taking place where, you know, you're staying, I'm assuming you're staying with your parents, you know, a couple of weeks, if that, you're going to be in that role again, but in a way that makes sense for you to be in that role. Like, that's the only time you should be in that role is when you got hooked up with a free cruise. Then, what do you want to do? When you get something out of it. And also, it's quality time with your parents.
Right.
So now you're seeing the difference. Not seeing, because now you're feeling the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what this is about. And that's good. Because
yeah.
you're gonna your load energetically is being lifted up. And now you can walk into your family cruise with your eyes wide open, eager to support, as opposed to being eager to please.
Mm.
There we go.
Yeah.
So that I picked up something like when we said hello. And I know we probably have a call. If the caller is still patiently there, let's take that call, and we will continue the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hands still there. Hands raised. So still good. All right. So let's get to that. As we wait, here we go. Area code 901. Good morning. You're on there. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Lanise.
Hey,
Lanise.
Oh, my God. You sound
right.
So much better.
Thank you.
Lanise.
I'm better at the moment.
You know what?
Right,
all we have is this moment, so let's not have expectations
right.
about the next moment. Can we just have a standalone
yes.
say, I'm better in this moment?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
So how are you, ladies?
We are fine.
Good.
So, yeah, everybody, you know, everybody's going through their stuff. If you download the show, I think it was a week ago. A week ago, a Sunday show a week ago today.
Uh-huh.
I don't do channel messages on the air anymore unless by special request.
And uh-huh.
listen to that because there's a channel message on there that's very emotional. And
okay, I will.
Yes,
do.
Just check it out. Yeah. So, talk to us. The last time we spoke, it was a very tender moment understandable raw emotion,
mm-hmm.
processing the passing of your beloved mom.
Yeah.
And what's happening now?
Well, I'm kind of more into the grieving process, and I'm learning how to deal with that.
It's part of the rest of your life. So just be at peace with it. It's not going to go away. It just becomes, it's learning how to become a part of you. A lot of times we think, grief, what's wrong with me? I'm still grieving. We will always grieve.
Yeah.
We will always grieve. That's not a bad or negative statement. It's a beautiful statement. You know, that grief will turn into honor, will turn into peace, will turn into tag teaming in this life together. That you won't feel alone, that there'll be an energetic presence, you know.
That's the thing of it now.
I'm sorry?
I feel like that's the thing of it now. I'm having that alone, abandoned,
But the thing is, that becomes an obstacle because her energy field is completely different. So that weighs down. The veil is very delicate. The veil which separates us from our loved ones on the other side is like the most fragile soap bubble. So if you're feeling alone and abandonment, that's going to keep her out.
Yeah,
so
I'm realizing that.
Yeah, so
that's when I want the old her back, and I have to realize
that. But you can't do that because
that's
unfair.
Yeah,
That's unfair. That's unfair. So and that's okay because there's no right or wrong or fair or unfair. But it will just, the relationship has to change. It's, you know, the analogy that's coming in is that the person that is in the car accident and all of a sudden does not have the use of their legs has to change their relationship with how they get around in the world. And then they have to learn how to get around in the world in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to want their legs, their old legs back and not deal with the frustrations. So everything has to change. Their relationship to getting, moving about in the world, it's forced to change. Your relationship and connecting to your mother and the dependency of your mom, all those things, it's not that they're going to go away, Lanise, is that they have changed, converted energetically.
Yeah.
And this
and
is
some days... Some days I get that, and it is like I'll slip back.
But you're not slipping. Mm-hmm. See, that's the whole thing. You're putting yourself to a standard that doesn't exist.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not slipping, it's not this, it's not that. It's, for instance, if one is meditating and the mind is wired to have thoughts and to have thoughts wander about. And many people in meditation feel like they're failing at meditation because they can't be free of thought. The only time you're free of thought is when your brain is dead and you ain't here no more. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a way to look at when your mind wanders is a couple things in meditation. I'm exercising my brain muscle. This will help me from not being a candidate for Alzheimer's, and that's true. Meditation, like, it's good when you have the random thought because that exercise actually keeps you mentally fit. So that's a benefit. And then you go back to the breath, right? And then your mind wanders again, then you go back to the breath. That action exercises your mind and strengthens it. Number two, when your mind goes to a thought, when it goes to a thought, it's a way of relieving stress. Okay, with this thought, I'm relieving it because I'm going back. I'm letting it go because I'm going back to the breath. So by being conscious of that wandering thought, you are actually burning off stress. So do you see how feeling like you're off track or off whatever, that's just an imposition that you're putting on yourself? And that being on track and stumbling and all of that is part of being on track, is part of you learning to be self-reliant. And that your mom in a different form is there to support you. So it's just next level stuff.
Yes,
but
it is.
But there's no scale for you to measure yourself on, is really my point. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, and you put it in different words than the way I've heard it from my spirit before or heard anybody else say it, especially with meditation. It makes me want to just lay down and meditate after I'm done talking to you.
Good.
You really define the benefits of it, and then it's an analogy to what I'm going through and to be okay with it. So
exactly.
I get it. I can hear my mom saying, thank you for breaking it down for her.
You know I'm going to break it down.
Even further.
You know I'm going to break it down. And I'm not going to say that this is your mom because I'm the reluctant medium on this show. But did she have, you know how people would wear their reading glasses, but they would wear their reading glasses like on a cord or on a chain around the neck?
She had reading glasses, but she didn't put the cord around them. But they stayed on her bed. They were with her.
Because I'm getting that the reading glasses were almost like a part of her, like they were always always around. I got the image of like around the neck on the chain, like just constantly on and off, on and off, on and off.
Yeah, but they weren't on a chain, but I can see her now raising up because she was in bed in the inn and she wrote everything down and kept all kind of records. So whenever she went to her papers, she had those glasses. They were near.
Well, I'm getting the reading glasses.
Okay.
I'm getting the reading glasses. I was imagining the chain, but I definitely got the reading glasses. But just the constant use, which is why I saw them with the chain. Because when you have them on the chain, it's like you mean business. It means they are they're easily accessible. You know what I mean? Like you need to use them a lot because you got things to do, and you don't want to misplace them. So that's sort of the energy that's coming in about I mean business is what I'm getting.
I get that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean business. And It's interesting because reading glasses bring things into focus.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Before I talk with you,
mm-hmm.
since the show has been on, I was talking to her and I said, Mama,
mm-hmm.
I need you to lend me your focus. That focus that you had and how you wrote everything down and you had your list, and I have lists now, but my focus has been off.
Then you
and
know what?
I
uh-huh.
asked her, so now she's directly answering through you.
Okay, the reluctant medium strikes again. So listen.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen. So do you use reading glasses?
Yes, I do.
Okay, get a chain. That's what that's about. You need to go get
it. I have one. I just got to get it out.
Get it out. Okay, that's why the chain came in. Oh, my God. That's why I got the chills. Okay, so now she's really here because now I'm freezing cold, and that's always the sign for me, like, no, stop. Light the night.
You,
she
okay. used you to directly answer
mm-hmm.
what we were
yes.
just talking
oh,
about.
Oh, Lord, help me. Ooh.
It is so, oh, my
Ooh.
God, this is awesome.
Oof. Yeah, so get that chain. Isn't that funny? Because I saw the chain. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear the chain. I'm going to talk about these reading glasses. So I don't want to take too much with the chain because I wasn't sure that I got some picture of the chain. Okay, so you're going to get that chain. It's funny because I see a chain on the board.
Some breaking up going on.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you hear me
oh,
now?
There it goes. It's clear now.
Now
okay,
we can
great.
Hear you, yeah.
Okay, good, good. So you're going to get that chain,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yes.
you're going to put your cute little reading glasses around your neck, and that's a symbol to you. No, I get that. Oh, Lord, help me. Now that's a symbol that your mom is always around.
Wow. And I
oh.
just asked her that question. I said, lend me your highest self
oh, Lord, help
and
me.
That focus that you have. Because if she wrote it down, and I do write things down now, but she's saying I need to get even better, and this is how you're going to do this.
Right.
Because I have so much to do. I'm moving. I'm at a place where my lease is up. I've been in this small apartment, which
right.
I have outgrown.
Right.
And this, I will be going into my eighth year. This completes the seventh year. And I don't know which way to go because I
don't
know whether to move.
Mahogany, you don't need to know where you're going to, okay?
But the thing of it is I'm maybe she can give me some insight on this. She has a house that is paid for that is empty.
Oh.
And I want to go there, but I don't think I'm quite ready to go there.
Well, that's on you. That's how you are perceiving you as a small self. So, and you want the focus to start with focus. So your job is to meditate because that is going to change your vision prescription. You will see clearly with the help of meditation. That's going to totally help you. You're going to dig out that chain and wear those glasses, and that's going to be a tangible physical reminder that your mother is around you. Then you're going to get your garbage bags. And just because you don't know where you're going to exactly, you can start going through things. And I'm seeing that you're going to find some papers or a manila envelope or something that will give you some clarity. So those things, decluttering, preparing to move. You don't need if you know you're going to move. You don't know where you're going. You can still go have some, you know, use it as occupational therapy to start throwing things away. Go through every paper. Don't rush through throwing. That's really important. Like I'm getting like really strong. Like you could be picking up a pile and throwing it out without and being kind of lazy without going through each thing. Don't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that you?
I'm going through everything. I've been doing
okay.
it for a while now. I'm in such better shape in my place.
Okay. Go
As a matter of fact, that's what I'm doing this morning.
Good. Okay. Then keep doing that. Go through everything. Don't be like, if you're too tired or whatever, then take a break or meditate or take a walk or have a cup of tea and then go back to it. But don't do anything when you're super tired because
yes.
that, okay, if you push yourself, there's no reason to push yourself.
But pace yourself. Pace yourself. Don't push yourself. That's a message.
Get it. That's a validation, yeah. I've
pace
been doing
yourself
it because I've been
yourself.
Dropping everything. I've been having to go to bed sometimes at 6 p.m.
Okay,
and,
but there you go.
When it comes, I go.
Listen to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm going to step back. I'm not going to pull a message for you because I gave you many messages. And I'm just going to turn this over to Alisa as she's been present listening to picking up the energy and all of that. And you, please call us. I love that you're calling. You know, you're not waiting so long in between calls to call us. So,
okay.
Yeah, beautiful. But, yeah, get that chain, girl.
I will.
Crazy.
Well, Niece, I definitely feel that you are – your mom is encouraging you to come into your own.
Mm-hmm.
As much as she – was and still is a source of strength for you. And because, you know, because the grieving period takes a while, you know, part of this process is helping you see a few things, you know, one, that you're never disconnected from her. And she's always with you. And two, the answers to the questions that you ask or that you request of her, because that's what you're used to doing. You know, when you have something that you're not sure about, you're not clear about, the default setting is to ask, you know, your mother for some kind of guidance. And you can still do that. But what's interesting is the answers you're not going to be able to listen to them the same way you normally do. Like, you may not always have a chance to call us and have it come through a third party, right? And so
right.
this practice of meditating, getting focused, the focus is not to hear something from outside of yourself. It's to hear from within. I mean, you are your mother's daughter, so there's already a physical cellular connection. So there will always be something tangible. Now, the rest of the work that you do, if you want to focus it, saying it's from your mother, then that she's like, that's totally fine. She's not, you know, she's not in a particular form, you know, but if it helps you get to the next step, then that's what she'll do. But it ultimately, you have to understand that there are things that you know from growing up with her, that you know to be true, that you know is true for you. And then outside of that, the experiences that you've had in your own life, those are helpful things for you to pull from as well. You have a lot more within you that you haven't had a chance to really tap into or uncover. And now is the time. So it's not even that you are necessarily running on empty. It's almost like you don't even realize you have a whole nother connection to a whole nother tank of fuel within you. And this practice, this meditative, you know, asking for that, for some type of guidance and getting it and then following it will help you open up that connection. Because pretty soon you'll find that a lot of your own answers that it feels right for you won't be any different than probably getting that same answer from your mother. You know, like you'll be able to say, yeah, it's probably what would my mom do? That's probably what she would do. And then after a while, it's like, what would I want to do? And you'll find that you're in line anyway. It's because it's not about your mother and trying to please your mother. It's about trying to get in line with your own stuff.
Right.
So this is huge because you've listened to this show for a long time. It's not like you're not even, you're definitely in touch with your own spiritual side, obviously. But this is really deepening that understanding because you're not relying the same way you have in the past. You're not relying on an outside source. Because it's got to come from the inside. And that may, scare you in a little bit because, in a little way, because you're not used to it. Just like I love how Liz put it, if you lose something of yourself, like, you know, the person who lost the use of their legs, they're still got to figure out a way to get around, and so they now have to learn a different way to use their body, to articulate what they need to do. There are certain things that have to happen, and that takes time, and it is. It's like retraining your brain and your body so you can continue to move forward. It doesn't mean you can't. It just means you can't look at your legs and say, I think I'm gonna go. I think I'm gonna use these. You can't, but you can still get there. So there's a lot of creativity involved when, in the bigger picture, you think, I just lost a lifeline. You know, I lost this resource, and you really haven't. Clearly, she's still getting to you. She's still able to reach you because you have to be receptive to it, but. You'll find there's so much innate wisdom already that you just would never call it your own. You would allow for, my mom would do that. Yeah. Well, you're doing it too. you have just as much, especially more so it's your life, So I feel like it's just a matter of growing into that, into the sense of self, and not separate from who you were when your mother was here, but because of your connection with your mother, you're starting to see a lot of those traits that are also within you. And that's going to be a really beautiful, empowering thing, because that means you haven't lost anything, but in fact, you've gained a deeper understanding of yourself, and an understanding of how your mother influences you. So it's like every time you do something, it honors her, but it also honors you. That's the most important part. You're not lost. Uh-huh. You may feel a little, heavy, you may feel like I'm not focused, but you know what you have to do. You know there are more options for you. And the grounding, the deciding to do, take a moment, take a break, and go within, That's gonna work wonders for you. That's your focus. And you can do it. You're gonna do it. I know you are. It's just not being in resistance to that. Not being in resistance to that because it feels different. Yeah. A lot of things are gonna feel different. That doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. Doesn't mean it's not working. Because all you're doing is like, when people think that, because we get a lot of calls like that, when I'm not getting the result that I want. I still feel flustered. I still feel out of sorts. It's because you're expecting to follow a process, a default setting that it's not going to function the same way anymore because the variables are not the same. So anytime you have to learn something new, you're not going to, it's not going to yield immediate results like we wish it could. We tend to forget our learning curve and like to allow it the time, allow it the space to kind of settle in. It's not speed, right? It's not about speed. It's however long it takes is however long it takes. And if you can be patient, if you can be loving with yourself in the whole process and not force it, even that changes. Even that changes, like your expectations are not going to be these crazy expectations from a previous rendition of who you were when you had some other things around you that aren't in the same shape and form anymore. Give yourself that space and give yourself that time. And the thing is, you actually do know, and you will get these reminders. The more you allow yourself to know that you know who you are, you'll get these reminders to help you stay focused. And they won't be like a big kick in the butt unless you really want it to be that way. But it doesn't have to be that way. I feel like you're making so many strides already. So you'll notice, and it won't be so stressing or stressful for you as we continue forward.
Thank God.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Yep. Yeah, so be in touch with us. Listen to last week's show, replay today's show,
and for yourself, and you know what you need to do.
Yes.
And stay in touch with us, and let us know how you are.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling. Hang in there.
You're doing great.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you, beautiful.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, long-time listener, you know, from the beginning, and has been, you know, in touch with us on occasion, and it's wonderful that she knows we're here, and she can be in touch with us as much as she feels the need to be. So that's very gratifying.
Yeah.
So that was great. Yeah. I'm glad she called.
And we do have some hand raised. I think what I want to do, though, is switch and go into the chat room, because I know we have our usual suspects. We have Jay, Jeff for Peace, Havertown, and the guest listening in. And I know Dove for Peace has asked earlier in the chat room a question. And so I just wanted, I guess, to get to that while we have it. So, she says, hey, ladies, could you do a look-see in regards to the person at work named Jacqueline? Sorry, I was not able to connect with you last week. Thank you. So I kind of wanted to get to this because I think it's something similar. She's asked something similar in the past, just about working, basically, you know, people at work. if you recall, I don't know if that seems to me like it's a similar question.
Yeah. What I'm getting is a very spaced out vibe. Actually, I'm feeling spaced out when you mentioned the name. I'm getting a very spaced out kind. That's what I'm getting. I don't know what the question is, but that's my peak. My peak is like, ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. Not quite on the earth. Not quite out there. Now, I'm not suggesting how she gets out there. That could just be a personality thing. So please don't read into things I have not said. Okay. But just out there, I feel like this person needs to be more in their body, more grounded. Yeah. A little out there is the energy that I'm getting. That's the look-see. So that's how I'm addressing. I'm addressing the question and how it was asked.
No,
that's the look-see.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay. And, I mean, there's a chance she may call in. I'm not sure if
I hope that helps.
Yeah, and you know, like we said, you know, there are people who will call in or they'll ask a question or ask about somebody else, and sometimes we don't have enough to go on, and it's not that person. It's usually about the person who's asking the question,
exactly.
Not necessarily the person they're asking about.
Right.
So, all right. Well, let's move on, and we'll see if there are any other responses to that in the chat room every so often, but. Partly why I want to do that, because I know the next few calls, next couple of calls, these are our usual suspects that we talk to every so often. So this one is Jay. Hey, Jay.
Morning, ladies.
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not too much. You got 14 days to go. That's all good. No, I don't have 14 days to go. I got 13 days to go. So.
With this module? Is this the heart?
Yep, the heart module, yep.
So give us some insight as to what you've learned so far.
Not very much.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. Next caller.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Well, I was actually going to talk about what you were talking about the last caller regarding.
Oh, please. Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
Regarding doing the work and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Well, you know, I can say from my experience of just, this is my actually second time of my spiritual stuff that I've been doing this for a while. Like I did a 6-month meditation course, but we had lots of breaks in between and things like that.
Yeah.
So
yes.
This one was a little bit more intense. And like I said, it was my strategy began in October of 2015,
mm-hmm.
where I basically handed a down payment to my teacher face-to-face, and I'm going to do this program. So at that point, what I did is I started actually doing things that were pertaining to that module to keep on going. So I had to have a certain strategy at doing things, okay?
Right.
Doing it. So for myself, it's like, okay, well, one thing you got to find out is like, okay, well, how healthy can I do it actually if you're doing physical exercise, okay? How much time am I going to give to that, to doing it? Because some of those, you know, could be distractions or family stuff or whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, keeping your the health thing is very important too, eh?
Yep.
And also is about the comfortability, mm-hmm. meaning if you have a point in doing the exercise, or for myself doing yoga, where I was getting uncomfortable doing it, I would always use bolsters to alleviate the pain or whatever. I didn't do it, and I didn't stretch myself to the point where I'm actually hurting all the time.
Right.
Because you're gonna get discouraged not even doing it.
Right.
Yeah, and also you gotta go with a thing. And I feel this is actually very important in doing the practice, is that it's no big deal. That's very important. I feel why that is important is that you get caught up in setting an expectation.
Right.
Will destroy your goal if you have one.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's just part of your journey. So the experience that you have of just doing it is just that's where it is, and that's where it is.
Right.
And just leave it, and then
it's so
another
important.
Day with another,
mm-hmm.
another day would be just another experience.
Right.
Just doing it. So that's how I got through most of the stuff. And the thing is that enjoy your celebration for a short period of time, then get back on a horse and go do something else. So.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. That's helpful to. Just accept the journey without expectation, and bolster yourself, you know, where you're going to use a towel or a strap or a yoga block to modify. We're supposed to modify and adapt to what we need, not an impossible standard or standard that doesn't exist. It's just a frame of reference. It's a baseline. It's structure, but... the only one that can tend to what we need is our individual selves. So that was very well put. So, yeah, hopefully Lanice is still listening and she got that. So that's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It do some tenacity and some figure.
Right.
And if you do it worth maybe some words like commitment, it probably won't work for you because, you know, that C word is very... It's kind of an obligation for doing it. And
right.
And I always tell my teacher there's a difference in commitment and devotion and in your
right.
relationship. It's both, you know. So and one is something that has something, a tangible agreement or something tangible, but and that's, it's tangible. And devotion is more of the what you love to do, something you love and for
mm-hmm.
someone. So, and like I said, the expectation was the killer, actually. So
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Devotion is, that's great. That's very valuable. Lanice, that word devotion, that's beautiful. That's beautiful for all of us. So definitely appreciate that. Let's pull a message for you before we say goodbye. We go on to our next caller. Okay, so I'm ready when you guys are.
Okay, here we go.
Number for this message, Elisa, is 278.
Thank you.
Okay, and here's your message, Jay. The bliss found within solitude's grace is an opportunity to ground and release back into awareness, illuminated wisdom, and clarity of perspective. Damn, if that that's not what, like, yoga practice and meditation and all those things are about. I don't know what is. That's great. I'll read it again. The bliss found within solitude's grace is an opportunity to ground and release back into awareness illuminated wisdom and clarity of perspective. That message says it all. Because that's really where you are at with all the work you've been doing on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That confirms it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome message.
Yeah.
It started at 14. 14 it started at.
Cool.
Mm.
And I think I said 278 was the number?
Yes. Yes. And I like that the central number there is a 7, which
uh-huh.
is another very spiritual, magical, internal looking number. That's where you are. You're using your own inner awareness to discern what your next step will be. Not crowded by a lot of outside noise. It's the ability. In fact, it is about focus, and it's inner focus for that number 7. The 2 that leads into it is the acknowledgement of your connection to other people, because there's going to be that influence. But the 2 works both ways, right? It's a connection, but it links, something to something else. So the influence can go both ways. It's not just a one-sided, well, this is a one-way street, so I'm going to go this one way. It means that you bring with you the the impressions of others, you bring with you those things, but don't think that you also haven't had an impact on those people. So it's certainly not one-sided at all. And then the 8 on the other side of this, after you've, gone through and done your internal work, in a sense, sifting through some of the things that you took with you, that you brought with you, and you learned from others, you have to, everything has to go through that process. You have to see if it's still relevant to you. This goes with things that we were taught when we were children, So as we've matured and grown older, some of those, lessons or world truths that were put on us to accept may not be valid anymore. It may have been appropriate when we were 5, but not when we're 55. So that's another understanding with that number 7. When we get to the 8, then this is what you're manifesting, right? We've talked about 8 being that power number. And so this is what you are creating. It's the culmination of all the things that you put together, whether you actually had a plan or not. And most of us, even if we seem, we say, I'm so lost. You had some ideas. You had some plans that you were going to be working on. And the 8 is showing you what you were putting your energy into. So whatever it is that you are putting into, look around, and sometimes you're like, I didn't create that, but if you're noticing it, it's in your awareness for a reason. So that's still something that you have to work with. A lot of times we don't know, we claim we don't know, but sometimes we abandon some of our goals, or we don't give it as much energy, but it still kind of pops up later on. So we have to feel accountable for what we've put forth. So even if it's not ideal, we keep thinking about, well, that's not what I wanted. But what's the process then? You do the same thing to create what it is that you do want to modify. And that 8 reminds you of how much power you actually do have. Because you're not living somebody else's life, unless that's what you wanted to do. But, So this is a really cool message, obviously, and a great number sequence to show how that works. But that central number, the 7, that's where it all has to come together. That's where some of the stuff has to marinate for a little bit before you even get to that 8. But if you look back and work yourself backwards, you'll see, that's where the accountability comes from. That's where that focus was. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I say one thing, but my focus was actually on something else. So it's not about trying to fool other people. It's, you know, what are you saying to yourself, and then what are you doing? Are they matching up?
Mm.
It's not a judgment. It's not a judgment necessarily. It just means, okay, will you own up to that, and will you make some changes so you will be in line with what it is you say you want to do?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, thank you so much for calling, Jay.
Awesome. That was an awesome message.
Yes, great. All right, take care.
See you, Jay. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, final 10 minutes, because I think there's somebody else waiting for us.
Yeah, I got two calls, so.
Okay, so let's take care of them. Yeah.
Hey, Lolita.
Hey.
We're being lodified.
I just said something just interesting. I wasn't going to ask a question, but now I am asking a question.
Okay.
So I was supposed to have this young lady come over for my grand opening.
Yeah.
And she was supposed to create some gourmet toppings. Now it's already out in the press, and all of a sudden she says she can't come.
Oof.
And I'm just like, okay. And because of somebody was telling her she's a target now, I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, that's not your stuff. So it's kind of like you're dodging an energetic bullet, because you're hearing the word target in this, and then this is the person that's very unprofessional. And even if she couldn't do it, she didn't find a solution for you. Because if something happened and you're committed and you're obligated on a professional stance, and then an emergency happens, part of it is to try to find a solution, right?
Right.
She didn't, and I could tell you right now, she didn't do any of that. she just left you with the bag. Yes.
I've been calling her all weekend, and usually she's actually a family friend. And so I'm like, I'm really, really shocked now.
Okay, there's stuff going on. You stay clear. Just stay clear, you know, meaning stay separated from that energy, okay? Things will be revealed to you on a need-to-know basis. Right now you need to stay on point for your business. Whatever happened on that side is a whole bunch of mess that fortunately you are on the periphery, so stay on the periphery of that. The energy is very tar-like. Like, what the picture that I'm getting is like, you know, the tar pits where the prehistoric animals couldn't escape from the tar pit. Like, no. So you stay, don't get the hem of your garment dirty with this. You follow what I'm saying here?
Right.
Yeah. And when is your opening?
Actually, with the city on Thursday.
Okay.
And then Saturday.
Well, today is Sunday. And I know you. You will find a more simple solution. So it's not going to be all the bells and whistles with our gourmet toppings or whatever, but I know you. You will find a more simple, with fewer logistics, more within your realm of control solution. You have time.
Well, I'm still going to have it, but the whole thing was based around her.
I understand that. What I'm saying, I know you're still going to have it. I'm talking about the toppings is what I'm talking about, the solution for the toppings is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to even do that. I'm just going to have it.
Right, so there you go. That's what I'm picking up on. You're just going to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what exactly. Streamline it, keep it simple. I think you might find something, some sort of special enhancement, you know, edible flowers. I don't know. That just came in. You might find some sort of easy, unique touch that would make this grand opening different from any other opening, which you're going to have the ribbon cutting and all that other stuff. But you're going to find a very simple extra touch. I feel that you are, whether it's in the decor or with toppings or no toppings, there's going to be, you'll come up with something to still make this event tie into the same energy of like special customized toppings that she was doing. And right now, like I said, don't get the hem of your garment dirty with that energy. You'll know on a need-to-know basis. Right now, you just need to prepare for what you have going on next week. And don't even waste your energy on you'll find out what's going on when you need to find out. And don't take it, obviously, and it's nothing personal. There's some crazy, like I said, the energy is very dense, sticky, tar-like energy with what's going on over there.
Well, why would she say, okay.
I don't know.
She made it sound like I was a target. Like, she goes, I made her a target. I'm like, what?
Who's a target?
She said, I made her
she's
a target.
She's a target.
Okay, so she's obviously is going through some like that energy is crazy. Like it's apparent that's a paranoid energy, and
mm-hmm.
that's not true. And that's it. That is not true. That's four words. That is not true. Done.
I feel like that's her not being able to handle
yes
who she is. That's her not
Thank
being able
you.
To handle who she is.
Yep.
And so it's like, oh, it's like all of us having to come out as like, psychic or, you know how to do that. Oh, you know, so yeah.
Yep.
You can view it as being a target. Some people would just call that publicity and marketing, but whatever, you know, so you kind of change that around. I think you do have time to maybe, you know, see what other local, somebody local, I don't know, in Marietta, there's a lot of creative people there where you are, the people who would gel well with your business. So it's not in competition, but it can enhance. So, you know, somebody who's really creative with flavors, with desserts, you know, it's something like that. I think if you did a search, you know, under these different hashtags, you know, for if just narrow it down to what the toppings or ice cream, something or another. Just I don't know what all the stuff you were planning to do, but I think if you were to do something, a search and just put a little bit of time into it, not much, because if not, you know what, the grand opening for an ice cream shop is still a grand opening, and it's still a pretty
no
big
matter
deal,
what. Right?
Whether this person's involved or not, because you've already done quite a bit. You know, to make your shop unique, but I would venture to guess you'd have a few different options. Even if they can't make it this week, even reaching out to people in your area to say, that's another way. Oh, by the way, I'm doing this, you know, whatever. You don't even get into the whole circumstance of, you know, someone that was going to do toppings and kind of create that is kind of out of the running right now or whatever, but. You know, I'm looking for somebody who would love to do that. And that's, you know, promoting what they're doing. So hopefully it's not it wouldn't be direct competition, I wouldn't think. But if they're bakers, if they do cupcakes, I don't know. That's what I was getting when you were talking about that.
Yeah.
So
girl,
anyone
yeah.
who likes
yeah.
sweets and food, I think they would be down for promoting.
Yeah.
And you could do a lot of cross promotion,
yeah,
as well, especially if they're local. So,
yeah, this girl has issues with just responsibility. Like, accountability, responsibility, and you're an easy target to say that you made for her to say that you made her a target because you're so different and you're so filled with light and joy and you work through adversity with a smile on your face. You know, who does that? So, yeah, it's easy. You're an easy mark for her to say that you made her a target. So she targeted you. Ha, ha, ha. Keep it moving.
Okay.
That's what happened. Keep it moving. And so you have okay, I just got this picture. You reflect yourself with mirrors facing out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're spinning. So that's going to deflect out so that it's a reflection back to them. That's what I'm getting, too.
Wow.
Okay? Illuminated mirrors facing out, in a 360 spinning, and inside you're protected.
Okay.
Okay? Everything's fine. For the best.
So I just basically can't – I'll let everybody know – that she's not going to attend, and I just have to know that everything will work out. And that they're not going to have no harm against me. They're not going to get mad at me.
No, and you know what? They can't be mad at you. That's their free will. They could be what they could put pins in a voodoo doll with your with your cute little outfit on. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Not your concern. Not for you to take on. It's not yours. And do you even need to address this publicly?
Yeah, because it's already in the news as of yesterday. Like I had to fight for her name to get on the parlor where in the beginning on the ice cream festival, and they just sent it to me the other day. And then the city of Marietta, the ribbon cutting was based around her. I like everything.
Wow.
There was a lot of planning on this, but I'm okay.
Of course.
I just let everybody know that, that she's not going to be able to attend, and I don't know what the situation is, and we all know that there's unexpected circumstances.
But do you need to say that right now?
I did.
Okay. Keep a lid on it.
Yeah, I'm just writing really simple.
Keep a lid on it. Yeah. You had to tell whatever parties that needed to know about it, but keep a lid on it is really what I'm getting very strong here.
Okay. I just told the people that needed to know.
That's what I'm saying. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It. And then once the opening is said and done with, you can address it, but right now, just keep a lid on it. You told who needed to know, and just... That's it. Don't give it any more energy right now.
Okay.
All right. Oh my God, that's really extreme. Yeah. And as time passes, you'll see the benefit that energy was not. I mean, look at how the universe works. That energy was not to be implanted in the consciousness of your opening and the joy and the celebration. So this actually in the long run is a good thing. Someone's going to turn around and drop the ball when stuff is real, when you're dealing with city offices and government permits and all this other official high-level exposure, and to not deliver, and the explanation ends up being your fault. Bye, girl, bye. Right?
Right.
You do not, like, that's, thank goodness, like, the poltergeist has left the building. Thank goodness. I would be very grateful, actually.
Okay.
This is good news.
No, that's, and I appreciate you telling me that, because that's some, it's interesting, and she's actually one of my mentors. And that's
wow.
The crazy part. Yeah, and it's funny, we disappear when we're not gelling, and then we reconnect when things are better for her. And I felt something off for the last 4 or 5 days.
Right.
I said, Adam, something's off.
That's it. It's either your energy, your level of potential success, your vibrancy. Yeah, it's casting, unfortunately, instead of casting light, because it's all by our perception whether we choose to step into the light or into the shadows. Unfortunately, she fell into the rabbit hole of her shadow self, can't handle it, so you made her a target in her mind so that she can justify that. And it's very distorted.
Okay.
Yeah. So step back. Step back. Wash your hands of this energy. And be humbled and grateful that a whole other layer that would have needed to be cleared in the future, it's being cleared and handled now before the doors are even open. What a relief.
Okay.
Yeah. So very, yeah, very disappointing, very unprofessional, all those things. But underneath that, it's good news.
Okay.
Because you don't need that toxicity. Yeah. And I would just, I don't know if there was any paperwork or emails exchanged between the two of you or whatever. I would just delete or just put into a folder or something, because maybe you need, for your own protection, you need to have a paper trail. I don't know. Hopefully you won't need that, but maybe create like a folder so that way you can just not have that energy around. Sage your computer. You know what I mean? Like just whatever, wherever your energies had been intersecting as a result of this collaboration, neutralize
mm-hmm.
the energy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I'm so glad you called.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, it really.
Wow.
It just really kind of caught me off guard just now, and
oh.
I was just asked for a general message, and all of a sudden, this shows up, and I'm like, what?
No, I'm glad, and you know what? It's like we can't control that. We've had this on this show. On this show, we had a listener in chat, and thank God I don't read the chat logs. Elisa sends them to me after the show. Thank goodness for her. She deals with all the technical stuff. And someone was just saying, you know, Elisa, I wish you would just do your own show because I can't deal with Liz, her attitude, how she is. And I'm like, woo. And I'm like, this isn't mine. You know, this isn't mine. Like, ouch, you know, ow, and then I keep it moving.
Right.
Yeah. That's it. So don't listen to the show.
Wow.
Yeah, we've gotten that. We've gotten that. So, yeah. So, you know, because in this person's perception, I'm not a handholder.
Right,
so
of course.
Call a different show or,
right.
you know, fund Elisa's show that she's going to do by herself. She's not going to do. that's why the blend is such a great blend.
It's a blend,
yeah.
right.
We are the bookends of blending all the different kinds of energy to support our listeners, you know?
Yeah.
And it felt to me like that came out of left field, but I am not going to change my manner or my tone on the show because then I would have to change who I am. And there's no malice and there's no judgment. There's love and a little tough love.
Yeah.
That's it. And you're the same way. You know?
Right.
You are who you are. And the reason why I bring up that situation, Lolita, is that sometimes by being authentic in who you are, it will trigger others that really don't care to be around that authenticity. Authenticity doesn't mean you have it all together. Authenticity is you're going to be the first one to say, I don't have it together, but I'm still going to keep it moving. Authenticity is going to come across that, yes, I feel broken, but I'm still going to keep it together. That's what that authenticity is.
Got you.
Yeah. So this is, I'm sorry that you have to go through this curveball, but I really feel in my heart that it's for the best.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, keep us posted, girl. My God.
No, I will.
Yeah.
And, Lolita, I actually know of a chef in Marietta who has background in, like, baking and pastry making and that type of stuff. She's super creative. She does full on, like, you know, meals and stuff like that. Does, you know, catering and things like that. So she lives in Marietta, lives where, you know, in your part of town. And I can probably do like a Facebook introduction. and see if she has any availability, she has any interest, if there's something she can drop by and chat with you, that type of thing. Yeah, so I'll send somebody over, or we'll try to connect and see
nice.
What can be salvaged, because that would be great if she can get more business as well doing the catering, then that helps too.
Yep.
A win-win. So
cross-pollination.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I keep getting edible flowers. I don't know why, so just file that.
Flowers, okay, I'll definitely
yeah, look into that. And I think flowers aren't flowers, I mean, I don't know this, aren't flowers really super important in the Hindu tradition?
Yeah, because we use it for our rituals.
Yeah, I'm getting edible flowers. I don't know why, so just I have to just give that to you one more time. All right, wow. What an, again, fascinating show. Thank you to our third co-host, Lalita. So we're all clear, right, Alisa?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Okay, great. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Love to all of you guys. Love to you, Lalita. We love you so much. Lanice, everybody, great show. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling to you. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Love you.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Tell me something.